Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. With that said, let's get on the show.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Front-end engineers, you're going to love this. So someone named Sriram have found an exploit in Google Doc that allows you to take screenshots of that document, that beautiful private document that you have, and send it to someone malicious. So let's discuss how did he do that. And he used this feature that is available in all Google products. I've seen, if you use YouTube, you might have seen this. The send feedback option, which is basically you have an option to send feedback and to Google about a problem in your Google document, in your search, in your YouTube, in your any Google product, and it takes a screenshot of your current view so Google can actually debug what's going on, right? So Sriram, what he did is like he exploited the framing aspects of this, right? And because there is a parent document, there is another parent document, there is frames all the way down, and he managed to get access to that by exploiting the messaging between the frames. And it's very, very interesting. And it is using a function that I never heard about before. It's called PostMessage. So let's read about window.postMessage before we learn about the exploit. What does it do? And then go and jump show an example of how these things work. The window.postMessage method safely enable cross-origin communication between window objects, between a page and a pop-up that is spawned, or between a page and an iframe embedded within it, right? So if you have a page, you just loaded a page, let's say google.com, right? And then that page has another iframe in it that spins abc.com, right? Google.com as a parent, or the parent.com, can access and send messages to the abc.com and vice versa, right? And how does this do? By having a reference, as long as you have a reference to the iframe or to the pop-up that you spun off, you can do dot post message to send a message to that target window, okay? That's very, very interesting. And you might say, how does the target window actually receive that message? Well, there is an event called message event. The message event, when you listen to that event, on your target window, you will get a function called, and then you can get the message, you can get the URL, you can get all the beautiful stuff. That's the architecture behind PostMessage. There is this is the exploit that Sriram used in Google Doc in order to allow him to do this in first place. Let's explain what this means. Target window is you're in the source window, you're in the parent window, and you're calling target window.postMessage, right? This is the message you want to send. And here's the thing. There is another option called target origin. That target origin means I only want you to post that message if and only if the target window is of this origin. If I am sending a message and this is the target origin doesn't match the target window that's currently there, please don't send that message. And here's what the bug. The bug was, because Google wanted this send feedback component to be portable to all their platform, what they did is, hey, you can essentially, they want the send frame to work in google.com, they want it to work on youtube.com, they want it to work on Google Doc, they want it to do Google Draw, they want it to work on every in single domain that they own. So they say, okay, what's the best solution? Let's add a star. And because they, in the feedback window, they said, okay, you, right, as a feedback window, You can send that message to any target origin because we own many origins. We can't just think about all possible origins. And that is the bug, right? The second example. So here's a private, beautiful document. I'm loaded directly to that document. And if you go to help, you click help sheets improve. I think they changed that. It used to be called send feedback. You click on that, a new iframe pops up, and this is the screenshot that gets loaded. And this is apparently is getting loaded. And there's, think about it, this is the parent iframe. This is the child iframe. And what the send feedback does is it tries to send this screenshot back to the parent in order to communicate this information for some reason, right? So if I open this, that's the image. If I open this URL, see? That is the actual URL, and that's what SriRam actually managed to capture. And if I do this, I open this in open Cognito mode, it loads fine. Why? Because the actual image is base64. There's no cookies whatsoever. So anyone, literally anyone without any cookie can see this screenshot. Very, very dangerous stuff, right? Because looks like it was rendered at the client side, right? All right, so now we know the vulnerability. We know what was stolen. How did he actually do that, right? Let's read. I'm going to read some part of the stuff that is interesting here, right? And he's referencing all the work, all the documentation, which is very, very good. I'm going to reference the article below if you're interested in that. And here's the first thing that he did. At the origin of the video, I learned new trick that I didn't know before. I like when people admit that they didn't know before and then something they just learned. This is how we engineers evolve. That is, if you can change the location of an iframe which is present in a cross-origin domain. So he managed to change the location of a parent frame to his evil website. But look at this. It only allowed when X frame header is missing, right? If you do not have the X frame header on that parent website, right, you can change the location. And that's exactly what he did. He changed that location, right? Why? Because Google did not have that header and that allowed him to change the location. We're going to see the source code. So that's the first thing he did. First, he tried multiple things and multiple frames and it didn't work because that particular message had a specific origin. So he went all the way up, right? The frame and say, okay, let me change the google.com, the actual origin google.com. He managed to essentially get back the message. Why? Because the window reference in the feedback message does post the data. Look at this star. That means asterisk. It means, hey, anybody can receive this beautiful screenshot. And this is exactly what he did. And obviously, this is the video showing the actual video. This is the code. He's showing us his code. So he has essentially, first of all, an iframe, right? Loading the Google document that he wants to see. And then with a script to wait for the document to load, right? And that document will load fine. And the browser will actually send the cookies. So you will be essentially authenticated within that iframe, despite the parent one is evil, right? And in that script, once that loads, he will go and change the location of the child send frame immediately to the exploited location. And what does this contain? That contains the event listener that we just talked about right here. It contains a listener event that listened to messages sent to it, right? And because Google didn't have any target domain specified, anybody can receive this, including his exploit. And when he did receive the message, which is the actual image, all of a sudden, he got his function called. And when he got his function called, he got this beautiful URL, and everything was done. Let's watch his video. Here's the thing. Let's pause here a little bit. So he's loading. This is his website right here. One free candies for feedback on Google's spreadsheet. Look at that. Sneaky. And he sends feedback. This is a change as we discussed. We click on that guy, right? The frame, the feedback is popped, right? The client side apparently is rendering the image from this. Apparently it's taking the pixels or something. That's why it's taking so much time. Give me candy, please. Give me candy. And then here's the thing. Once you send, look at that. The moment he sent that, he managed to capture the URL by sending the location, the image, right? And he would, what he did is opening a new tab and then view the actual screenshot. You might say, Hussein, why did the limitation here is like, do I have to click on actually click on this to get the screenshot? That's so far-fetched, right? Can you actually add a script that forces this to click? Apparently, you can't. Google disabled all the clickjacking that you can do. You cannot just do a window.click or find the whatever this thing is, right? And the element and try to click it. You cannot do that. Google is smart enough to disable you from doing all of that fancy stuff, right? Probably when they only reload this one, actually, when you click on that, they reload these elements, right? So all tricky stuff, learning a lot of lessons. Thank you for Sriram for this nice document. I'm going to reference it below. Guys, I'm going to see you in the next one. Very quick video today. And very interesting. What do you think about this? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.